Girl, you ever notice the balancing acts we as women do when it comes to being soft and strong at the same time? I mean, don't get me wrong, I prefer that role since no judgment will be attached versus our male counterparts. But as a female entrepreneur, there's this thing called work-life balance that you may be good at or you may not be good at. The bulk of our life is spent working or living to maintain it. Let me ask you something. What would your life be like if you tapped into your playful side and that funneled into your personal appearance? For many of my female clients and close friends, I furthered our session by asking, do you have a work-life play balance? Many would say they haven't tapped into that playful side in a while, or if ever. And this led to our topic we have here today. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, let's get right into it. Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Macabre Reed, the personal style consultant with a holistic approach. I'm here to help you be the best version of yourself while creating a smoother and easier dressing experience so that you can utilize your personal appearance for better opportunities. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content of what's your mean, the dressing experience, afterthoughts, speaking engagements, and more. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. I just want to advise, I am very careful about giving broad-based guidance because my approach is holistic and specific to the individual, so they can get to the root of the problem and not mask it with the get fly quick scheme or follow the fashion, aka what the masses have been feeding you. All right. You automatically knew what work-life balance was. If you haven't, work-life balance is pretty much the work is the responsibilities that you carry within your career, profession, side gigs, volunteer. That is a nice chunk of where you spend your time at. And the life is the things that you do to keep the day-to-day experience of living. You definitely would know what you spend most of your time if you are definitely my client, because I have you do certain activities, but there are hundreds of articles about, you know, the work-life balance, but I definitely go more deeper into categories of where you spend your time. But what is the work-life play balance? I wanted to dig a little deeper. I'm someone who is always on the evolving side. I never like to say stagnant, so I always like to read, learn, and add in different elements that will kind of just add value to not only my life for personally, but for professionally. I decided to add in the play element. And the play element is because the things in your life that help you decompress or just enter a world of your own. It's just tapping into your inner childhood to play. I tapped more into my inner childhood womb during the pandemic since I had a lot of downtime. And I think it's very important, especially as a woman, we have the luxury of doing that more so, especially since we are the nurturers for kids. If you have kids, if you want to have kids. So doing this for my clients, for my female clients specifically, because I do treat my male and female clients a little bit more different. My approach is a little bit different because we go about life differently. Men don't have the authority by having the beauty standards. I mean, it's a plus for them, but women are rewarded more highly than men when it comes to looking good. I will have to say that. So adding in this element, I felt it was very needed. It doesn't matter if it's even the smallest or grandest thing. I felt like it was important to add that in asking certain people, you know, when's the last time you've tapped into your playstyle? Like, when is the last time you had some me time? Because, I mean, a lot of the times life can kind of get wrapped up in family members, your significant other, your kids. It's a lot. Like, when was the last time you have decompressed yourself? When was the last time you actually had fun where you were really just laughing, having a good time, carefree? You left the world of work. You left the world of others and you were in the world of you. I'm saying this to say because, as I mentioned before, the play element, I incorporate this with my women clients because that's just included. That's like an included trait for being feminine, playful, vulnerable. And I feel like it's very important for a woman, not only for a woman, but it also just funnels into your appearance. When you play, you can play with your makeup, you can play with your nails, you can play around with silhouettes. There's just so many things that you can do as far as play. And when I mean play, I mean the activity of enjoyment, having fun, occupying yourself. This is all just related to the things or the examples that I have provided for you. Women are more known and open to, women are actually more known and open to this. When it comes to males, males are a little bit more rigid. They want to be straight to the point. They want to get straight. It doesn't matter if it's a shortcut. That's why I say that, you know, men and women, I have different approaches for my men and women clients, but I feel like it's very important for the creative and vulnerable side to be seen more when it comes to women, because it will translate to their clothing as well as their life and work. Since we are in Women's History Month, I wanted to contribute these two podcast episodes in the month of March to women business owners, because, you know, we are becoming up and up in the world. Women entrepreneurship is climbing at an all-time high, but I want to talk about balancing work-life play and dressing well. Dressing well does not include wearing the latest trends or wearing the latest brand. It's for me, within my consultancy, wearing the good emotion, like happy, excitement, or sexy, has a better and memorable impression when you walk into a room. I know I had one client when we were doing one of our consultations as far as confidence building. She had been doing this, her homework, for about 4 days, and she noticed different reactions. She wasn't sure how to take it. She wasn't used to the acceptance. That is the word she used. But she was really in awe with the acceptance that she was getting. The confidence had been, you know, seeping into her, and it was starting to show not only through her skin, but it was also showing and just radiating through her clothes. And that is what it's all about at my consultancy. Confidence is the pulse of fashion. It's the pulse. It's the life force in personal style. So I want to dive into some facts where MasterCard had did a study research, and they said that 29% of female entrepreneurs say they are struggling to maintain the work-life balance. I can only imagine how they are when it comes to the me time, and that is where I would invert the play aspects, because at the end of the day, you are the product and the clothes are secondary, and if you are not all together, then everything else will crumble. And that can go with your clothes, that could go with your makeup, your hair, your closet, your shopping strategy. Everything will crumble into that. So that's why I say, within my practice, you are the product at the end of the day. So 29% of women are struggling with balancing work and life, what do you think the most, I don't want to say number one because they haven't like really elaborated on it, but I noticed that a lot of women are not comfortable saying no. It's for various reasons, sorry. But for me, I am very comfortable with saying no. I'm okay with being the bad guy and the good guy at the same time. But I also know if someone were to tell me, you know, they get triggered because of some type of, I don't know, some type of, you know, upbringing with their childhood. Maybe their parents kept saying no, made them feel whatever the case may be. It just all depends. So kind of just saying, oh, someone asks you like, oh, let's hang out every Thursday. You want to go, but you don't want to hang out every Thursday. Just spin it and say, oh, I'm working on a couple of projects. I can make a couple, but I don't want to spread myself too thin. That's not really saying no, but you're also letting them know that you are interested, but let's, you know, I'll do a couple, but I'm not attending all. So just finding your way to saying no is definitely important, because again, if you are not together, everything else will crumble. And if you are not comfortable saying no, it's definitely going to be wearing very badly, girl. And we don't want you not playing together. So I want to get to the play part. The play part, I feel like, is very important for you to tap into your me time. Me time of just decompressing, tapping into your inner child, and having fun. Since it is me, of course, I have been tapping into my inner child by doing this one thing that I so much love, which was skating as a child. I have harassed my parents to take me skating, to get skating lessons. I had rollerblades, roller skates. I had both. I love skating. So I definitely have been taking myself out to go skating. And also, it's just a great different way to exercise as well. But it's definitely been tapping into my inner childhood. I feel so free and just, I don't even know the words, but it's, I can tell the difference in me because I've been getting so much done as far as just, you know, delegating things for my team, preparing for this convention that I have in Jacksonville and also in Arizona. And I'm getting stuff done in a timely manner. I'm checking things off on my to-do list. And then I still have time to myself to kind of just decompress, read. I'm actually slacking on my reading, but I'm okay. I'm just having fun. I'm having a lot more fun. And also my team is just very grateful. I just received like a greeting card. So needless to say, tapping into your play side, it will just spill over to other areas, and I'm definitely seeing it. Like I'm seeing it, I'm loving it. I'm gonna go out more, and I just want to be seen. I'm just wearing stuff a lot more better because the internal asset of me is just really, really, really doing it. I love it. I'm gonna let these women business owners speak on how they balance the work life experience and if they are dressing well for it. So let's listen to these women, and then I'm going to provide you with tips to dress well while balancing entrepreneurship as a woman.
My name is Adebola Chantal Woni. I am the virtual chief of staff at Mobile Etc. Limited, a company I co-own. We have been in the mobile technology industry for more than 20 years. In fact, MX is actually one of the pioneer mobile technology companies in Nigeria. As a female entrepreneur, balancing work, life, and personal interest while maintaining a professional appearance is definitely a juggling act, but it's one that I've learned to navigate effectively. Firstly, I prioritize self-care and time management. This means setting boundaries between work and personal life. allocating dedicated time for both professional tasks and activities that rejuvenate me outside of work. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply relaxing, making time for these activities is essential for maintaining balance and preventing me from burning out. When it comes to dressing well, I believe that looking and feeling confident in my appearance is important for my overall mindset and productivity. However, this doesn't mean sacrificing comfort or practicality. I opt for outfits that are both stylish and functional, allowing me to move seamlessly between meetings, networking events, and personal commitments. Additionally, I found that establishing a personal style that reflects my personality and brand identity helps me feel empowered and authentic in any setting. And for play, one major way I unwind is spending time with my family. I have two amazing daughters, and I call them the good Gen Z's, you know. They are teenagers, young teens, and it's always a relaxing time picking their brains. I ask them for the books they've read. They tell me about the books they've read. They tell me about the happenings in school. It's always, you know, a time for me to unwind, to relax. Also, we plan time together to go to the cinemas. Sometimes we go shopping together. And then sometimes I just, you know, just bond with them at home. And with my husband too, my husband is a very busy person, but he likes to find time to spend time with me, to play with me. That's what I'll call it, yes. He really, really likes to spend time with me out of his busy schedule. It takes like 2 hours every week for me and me alone. That's how I play. That's why I unwind. And all these things help me in not burning out.
Hi, I'm Anisha, and I am in the education industry. So as a female entrepreneur, juggling work, personal life, having fun, looking good is definitely a challenge, but I've learned to tackle it over time. Work is a big part of my life, but I always try to balance it and carve some time out for me, some me time that I deserve. In terms of fun, I'm all about taking breaks, whether it's meeting my friends for dinner, catching up with family, movies, or even traveling. I make sure I have a balance of all. Exercise is something that is extremely important to me, and going for yoga or of my walks is another thing that really uplifts me. These simple things add to my productivity, keep me inspired, and give me that extra energy that I need. Prioritizing and scheduling is again something that's important to me. My personal time and self-care activities are as important to me as work commitments. I take care of my health, eat healthy, and get enough sleep. I like to delegate tasks so I can use my time efficiently, and I've started doing that more often. Now, coming to dressing up, this is something that is more than just feeling good or looking good. Clothes for me make me feel confident, make me feel good, and add a zing to my life. Therefore, investing in clothes that are comfortable is something that I enjoy and always perks me up. My wardrobe is a mix of professional and personal wear. For my professional look, I like clothes that give me a boss look, but also add to me being more approachable while being in my business attire. I can then easily switch to a personal style, which could be more casual or something that I would wear for dinner or coffee with friends. There are days where I feel things aren't working or there might be imperfections, but I motor through and keep a positive mind. At the end of the day, it is about striking a balance that suits you and your lifestyle while looking good, being productive, and performing your best as a boss. Thank you.
Hello. As an entrepreneur in the food industry, balancing work, life, and play while dressing well is essential. Personally, I prioritize time management and setting boundaries to ensure I have dedicated moments for work, relaxation, and outdoor activities. whether it's experimenting with new recipes in the kitchen or enjoying adventures, I make time for activities that rejuvenate me. And when it comes to dressing well, I believe it's all about feeling confident and comfortable. So I choose professional attire that reflects my personal style while allowing me to move freely in the kitchen and to interact with the clients. Ultimately, finding harmony between work, life and play while looking and feeling my best is the key to success as a female entrepreneur in the food industry. That's all. Thank you.
Hello. Hi, my name is Ocha Mercy. I am in the industry of food making and also fashion. I run an online kitchen called Ladies Kitchen, and I also have a footwear brand called Ladies Footwear. So as a female entrepreneur, I balance my work life and play and dressing well by mostly prioritizing. There's a time for everything. So I set hours for myself when I'm supposed to make my content, post my content, then take orders. And let's say if at the end of I work like normal, like Monday to Fridays. I set the time for myself, so my weekends are for me. I sometimes visit art galleries. I go to the beach to cool off. I listen to music. I hang out with my friends. I go to the movies. So I do that just to connect to myself and just take that time out to rest. And then I also love to go to the amusement park. That's like, it makes me really distress because I get to connect with my childhood. And that's, so the weekends are basically for me. I just take the weekends for myself. Thank you so much.
If your professional brand were a business card, would your clothes project who you are? Are you showing up in the world the way you want to be perceived? Purchase this self-help book, What's Your Me? Discover Your Fashion Identity by Makara Reed. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed listening to those audios. And if you agreed, if you didn't agree, I want to hear you guys' feedback. So let's get into the tips to dress well while balancing entrepreneurship as a woman. So my number one tip would be setting yourself an appointment. Yes, set yourself an appointment. Put yourself on a calendar. Make sure you get the alerts within 24 hours, 24 hours, 12 hours, 10 minutes from the date. I want you to set yourself an appointment every day or every other day, or how serious do you want to go? You make an appointment for yourself. And when you make an appointment for yourself, I want you to allot at least 30 minutes for you to try on clothes the night before so that you can be well prepared in the morning. Because there's nothing like waking up. Some of us are not morning people. I am definitely not a morning person, but here we are. I am up and chipper. Being prepared and being well prepared the morning before and having a smoother morning will get you a lot more productive throughout the day and higher life performances. This is definitely the number one thing my clients have reported back to me. I'm going to say 67% of my clients who receive the Mean Client Plan service, they are so more efficient, not only because of their closet, but because they set themselves an appointment to try on clothes laid out instead of just visualizing it. Or if you don't want to do that, how about you pick out your clothes? If you're in a very uniform type of business where it's certain colors, certain silhouettes, laying out your outfit for the week. You could do that if you're one of those who wants to set yourself an appointment every week, maybe on Sunday, maybe on Saturday, whatever the case may be, but laying out your clothes day to day or for the week, you could do that. And also just buffer in a couple of outfits just in case you get invited to any celebration or happy hour for work or networking party, whatever the case may be. But set yourself an appointment so you can be more prepared and also take a lot of stress off of yourself. So that is number one. That is the number one tip that you can do to dress well while balancing the entrepreneurship. Number two. Journal. I love me some journaling. Journal your wardrobe and engagement. I'm definitely like in the midst of creating something of this. It's going to be very unique, but enough about that. Journaling your wardrobe. So in this case, you are your case study. You are studying yourself to get better. So you have to know the problem. If you don't know the problem, then you don't know where to start. So journaling what are you wearing on what day, and notate the reactions and engagements that you've been getting. Have you noticed that your boss has been noticing you? Has that guy or that girl have been, you know, smiling at you? Like, take all this in and take notes of these things. If nothing happened on that day, then write nothing happened. And then when the day that something does happen, then you can compare notes on what you are doing right, what's getting people's attention. All of this matters because at the end of the day, everyday fashion is what is drawing you in to elevate yourself. So once you do this enough, you will be able to know or create some type of uniform or consistency with your personal appearance. And when you do that, you'll be able to start dressing well and being more comfortable with yourself when you are handling business and balancing the work life type of ordeal. So I hope you guys found this very, very helpful. Number three, confidence building exercises. There is nothing like a pure confident type of woman. I'm not talking about the confidence where you need everyone else's validation. I mean, granted, I know this business is all about looking good and vanity, but I approach it a bit different because at the end of the day, you are the product. And if you are not confident within yourself, I mean, all of this can crumble. You can buy all the Louis, the Gucci, the Celine, and everything else, but you still can look trash. And I have no problem telling people that. You don't look alive. You look frumpy. Having that spruce or just that walk when you walk in a room, it says a lot. So confidence building exercises on a daily, especially as a woman, I particularly do confidence building exercises with women. I have a special workshop titled Confidence is the Greatest Outfit You Can Own, specifically for women. I truly, you know, thrive off of confidence. Confidence is the heartbeat of this company. But doing confidence building exercises, there's just so many out there. There's so many books. It also just depends on how high your confidence is, because, you know, there's a spectrum of confidence. I am a very confident woman. I mean, look at me. I'm a bald woman. I've been bald for over a decade and a half, for like 15, 16 years. And I don't give a shit about what anybody has to say. Some women are not like that. They're very just based off of other people's validation, or they just are consistent in, you know, just looking like status quo. which is okay. Just know your lane and build on that. So, I mean, I want to provide some tips, but you would need to come in for a consultation because I would need to know what is the baseline of your confidence level. But it's okay. It's okay if you don't have the top tier type of confidence like a supermodel, or if you're just status quo, that's okay. That's okay too. That is okay too. Stay in your lane but still have that confidence within you. Because no one wears you better than you. And my last tip for dressing well while balancing entrepreneurship. Play. Yes, do something you did when you were a child. I shared the story how I used to go skating all the time, and I have been going out skating, and I also have been just painting, just doing little by little stuff because I have a lot of stuff to do as I continue to evolve this business, this brand, and also just train other people. But I definitely make time. I make an appointment for myself, even though it's not trying on clothes, but I make an appointment for myself to play. I feel younger. I am so much more productive. The balance within work and life has been a bit easier. I'm a little, it's just so much light and free and just femininity and just vulnerability. It's just a lot of just occupying myself to the fullest. And I definitely would encourage that you do the same, because I am wearing things a lot. I don't know. I'm just seeing a different me, and other people are seeing it too. And they seeing the extra pep in my step. And if I'm practicing it, then I'm going to share it off to you guys, and definitely to my clients been getting this. But yeah, this is what I do. So I hope you guys found this very, very helpful, and definitely let me know. These are my 4 tips to dress well while balancing entrepreneurship. When you start doing this stuff, it will not only translate in your clothes, but it will translate to other areas of your work and your life. That's what this business is all centered around. In this new makeover phase post-pandemic, and I love it. I love what it's involved. And yeah, see you guys next time. Again, if you guys want to submit in your voice notes asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of 5 or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear, because it keeps just my creative heart flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes, or you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling, because it kind of just gets me in my creative zone when it comes to private clients. You know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too. But the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to miien.co/services and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in further in that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.
I've never ran across a stylist who was just able to help me in such a limited amount of time. Really talking to me about what are my colors, what matches with my skin tone, what really would make things stand out for me and work in my best benefit. And, you know, just a brief amount of time, she was able to share with me some information that I was able to get ROI with immediately.